Hello everyone and welcome to another Morning English podcast. 我是 Jack and today I'm joined by Kara.
大家好我是卡拉 and Jack, where is your adjectives?
My adjectives?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
What, Kara?
Yeah, you're right, I should be doing. Okay, so today I'm joined by the very generous Kara, 因为她给我一个奶茶。
因为我今天请她喝了一杯奶茶，因为真的很多事情都有求于她，要讨好一下。好了，现在不要喝了啊。
Sorry, 对不起。Okay, so today, sorry, I was drinking. Okay, today we're going to take a look at some words you can use to support somebody.
就是你看我们成年人的生活多不容易呢 Life is so hard 所以呢你的这个朋友啊家人啊在遇到挫折的时候在生活低谷的时候我们是不是得说点什么鼓励他们呢那今天就来教教大家这些实用的口语那大家可以到微信公众号搜索我们的这个名字早安英文然后私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到我们的文字版笔记了另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包请微信搜索关注早安英文回复福利两个字就可以看到了
Okay, so the first one I want to talk about is 加油 of course because when I was a teacher I first arrived in China it was sports day one day、mm-hmm. and I noticed all the kids were saying 加油加油加油、mm-hmm. and I was like I asked one of the English teachers I said what does this meanAnd they were like,、it means like give oil.
Really?
And I was like, give oil? I don't really understand. Like,
they say give oil?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I would forgive them if they say add oil.
Add oil?
At least.
Oh, see, that doesn't make any more sense.
Because add is 加, 加油.
Oh, 加油.
So, 应该要怎么说才好呢?
Anyway, we're not going to talk about those ones. We're going to talk about hang in there. So the first one is hang in there.Now, this is used to sort of say keep going. So, it's a little bit like hanging onto a rope or a ladder.、
Rope, ladder, 就是 hang, 因为它本来是悬挂的意思啊。所以呢，你就想象一下，如果有人快要从这个悬崖上掉下去了，那么他只剩下一只手去抓着那个石块啊，或者抓着一根绳子啊，或者抓这个楼梯，就整个人悬挂挂在上面。这个时候呢，他就是需要坚持住，否则就会掉下去，是吧？所以呢，这个我们就会引申用来做加油、撑下去、坚持下去的意思。
Yeah, so an example sentence would be, "Hang in there, I'll call an ambulance for you," meaning keep going, don't give up.
对，搞了一个好严肃的句子啊，撑下去，我去叫救护车，撑住。
Okay, right. Number two, I'm rooting for you.
Okay, so if you were in a situation where somebody tells you they have something important coming up, like a test or a performance, you can say, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, so an example would be, I have a university entrance exam next week. I'm really nervous. And then you would say, just try to stay focused and keep studying. I'm rooting for you.
我们距离高考还有两个月左右吧，不知道我们听众朋友里面有没有高三学子啊？如果有的话 ，Listen, we're rooting for you. 加油啊
！Yeah, so rooting is like supporting, cheering is where it's the word sort of comes from. So obviously, if you're rooting for someone, you're supporting them. But be careful. The only place you shouldn't say this is in Australia because it means something totally different in Australian slang.
Okay,
but you can say it any other country, it's fine.
Okay, so number three is?
Number three is, you've got this. So this is usually used when you have confidence in someone to accomplish something, but they are having a moment of doubt.
Like if you know your friend can really sing well, but they say, I don't want to go on the karaoke.
Yeah, then you would say, you've got this, you're really good.
But don't say this to Jack, because he refuses the microphone for a good reason.
Yeah.
He hasn't got it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just protecting other people's ears. They don't deserve to hear
me sing. So that's why you stood us up last Sunday?
Yeah. I was just doing everyone a favor, trust me.
上个周末我们去聚了小聚了一下，结果他吃完午饭就溜了，因为知道我们下午要去 KTV.
Okay.
So number four?
Number four, I've got your back.So this one is used more when you want to let somebody know that you will help them if they are in trouble or they're about to do something very difficult or challenging.
其实字面意思就是我在你的身后，我掩护着你。如果有啥事儿呢，我就在背后撑着你。所以呢，就是给对方加油打气，表示支持的意思了。
So an example sentence would be, Kara, I'm not going to have a nap this lunchtime.
It's okay, Jack. I've got your back. I'll slap you if you start falling asleep.
Oh, you would do that for me. Thank you so much.
Hope I won't scare you that much. 我就是每一次，如果你从罗强身后悄悄地走过来，然后嘿这样子敲他一下，他就会被吓得半死。
You scare me all the time. Nervous wreck.
每次都会吓得人整个一抖。
Okay, so the last one for today is you're almost there.
那这个是什么意思呢？ This one is very appropriate for the end, as this is usually said when someone is close to the finish and you're cheering them on.
Yeah, so say you're watching somebody run a race or something and they're nearly at the finish, you would keep saying, you're almost there, you're almost there, you know, keep going, you know, don't give in now.
坚持住，这个时候不要放弃了，因为你马上就要到达终点了，马上就要达成，马上就要成功了。所以 you're almost there, 你马上就要到了，坚持住。
坚持住。
好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
好，差不多。
那我们今天节目就和大家聊到这儿了。我是卡拉，
我是 Jack，
我们下期再见吧，拜拜。
See you next time guys, bye.